耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人四围安营，搭救他们。耶和华的圣民啊，你们当敬畏他，因敬畏他的一无所缺。
Today my sermon topic is Turn Fears to Praises.
今日我嘅讲道题目系将害怕转为欢呼。
So may I ask you a question?
我今日可唔可以问你大家一个问题呢？
Are you in fears today?
你今日系害怕？
Do you fear today?
你今日有冇啲嘢好惊嘅呢？
If you don't have fears, then the sermon would not be good to you.
如果你冇咩驚嘅話，咁今日嘅講道題目咧就唔應用喺你身上面啦。
Now I ask you to imagine, to think back one thing that fears you。
我希望你哋大家可以諗下，有啲咩嘢係令到你好驚嘅咧
？Maybe in the past，
可能係以前發生過嘅一啲事。
Today you may be very happy。
今日你可能係非常開心。
And for those who are going to Arizona mission trip。
那些去亞利桑那州短宣的人
you should be fear.
你應該要驚
That should tell you that this is, you should be in fears.
你應該要覺得是有些事很驚
Because this is a battlefield.
因為是一個戰場
It's a spiritual battle.
是一個屬靈的戰場
If you don't fear anything when you go to Arizona, you should not go.
如果你去亞利桑那什麼都不驚的話那你就不應該去了
Actually, I'm very fear today.
其實今日我都有啲嘢好驚。
Every time when I preach, I am in fears.
每一次我要出嚟講道嘅話，我都好驚。
Because I am preaching this book, this Bible.
因為我喺度講緊呢一本聖經。
Who is the writer of this Bible?
係邊個係呢一個聖經嘅作者咧
？God is the writer.
係神。
I'm preaching to God.
我而家係同。同神来到去讲道
God is here.
神在我们当中
You should be in fears.
你应该要害
怕 In the old days, the Israelites like to use Psalm 34 in battles.
在旧阵时的时候以色列人很喜欢用诗篇34篇来到去形容战场
Wow, the enemies are coming.
那些敌人来了
They were coming speedily.
他们来得很快
The enemies were shouting and making lots of frightening noises
那些敌人呢来到的时候呢、有很多很嘈杂的声音
But the Israel soldiers
但是那些
were chanting verse 6 in union
但是那些 以色列的军队呢是不害怕
They were chanting verse 6 in unison
跟着呢他们就会唱这个34章第6节用一個合唱的聲音來到唱
You imagine this is in a battlefield
大家去想像一下現在你是在戰場
And the Israelite soldiers they were chanting
那些以色列的軍隊就在唱歌
This poor man called
跟著這些人就叫了
And the Lord heard him
跟著神就聽到他們說的說話
He saved him out of his, all his troubles
就帶領他脫離一切的患難
Okay, let's try if we can chant together.
大家可唔可以试下唱呢
As a soldiers.
好似一个一个军人咁样。
When you were in a battlefield, you were in fears. And you chant verse 6.
咁咧，你即系就喺一个战场好惊嘅时候，你哋可唔可以读出嚟咧
？Let's try.
大家试下。
In English first.
用英文讲先。
this poor man called. And the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. Can we say louder?
可不可以再大声一点呢?
Again. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. Save him out of all his troubles. And this psalm gave the soldiers the strength to march forward.
这个诗篇就令到那些军人继续有勇气向前进了。
And in fears, if one soldier was captured in the battle,
在一个害怕当中，如果有一个军人是被人捉拿了的话，
he would lean heavily on verse 7.
那他就会很想依靠着第七节。
The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them.
耶和华的使者是敬畏他的人，四围安营。
And this psalm calmed down their fears.
就是这一节的经文令到他们的害怕没了。
You know, nowadays, Psalm 34 is still widely used among Christians.
大家知不知道到今日为止，我们仍然是很经常用诗篇第34篇。
Pastor Willis and his wife, they dearly loved 9 children God gave them.
有一个牧师，他的名叫Willis， 他和他的太太都是很爱他们九个的子女。
On November 8, 1994, an explosion of his car on I-94 in Milwaukee claimed the lives of their six youngest.
在1994年11月8日的时候， 他们的车在94公路爆炸，他六个最小的小孩就死了。
So this horrible accident
在这个恐怖的意外当中
had made national and international headlines
在美国和在国际新闻里都成为头条。
And later this couple explains to the media how they could make it through such a sudden tragedy.
接着这对夫妇就跟媒体解释他们怎么可以经历一个这么意外的灾难。
They quoted Psalm 34.
他们就引用圣经诗篇34篇
to explain where their strength, comfort and hope come from.
他们去解释他们的力量、他们的安慰和希望从哪里来。
This is what they said.
这个就是他们说的。
They said, Psalm 34 says, I bless the Lord all the times. His praise shall continually in my mouth. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
在詩篇34章1節和8節這樣說到， 我要時時稱頌耶和華，讚美他的話便常在我口中。 你們要常常主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善。
They said, we want to praise and thank God.
他说我们是想去赞美和感谢天父。
There is no question in our minds that God is good, and we praise him in all things.
在我们的心里面，我们没有任何的疑问，神是好的。
God is a great God.
神是一个好的神。
We must tell you that we hurt and sorrow as you parents would for your children.
我都想跟你们说，我们都心里面是很伤痛的，因为我们都是好像所有的父母亲那样，是很爱他的儿女。
The depth of pain is indescribable.
这个痛苦是不能够形容的。
And they said, but we are not taking a short view of life. We are taking a long view, and that includes eternal life.
但是我们现在看我们的生命不是很短视地看，我们是用一个长远的目光来看，就是我们将来会有永生。
We realize that someday we will stand before the Lord, and the things that we are here will matter very little.
我们知道有一天我们会在神的台前站住，接着这些东西都会成为一些很微小的东西。
So, my friends, with Psalm 34, this couple was able to turn their fears to praises.
就是用了詩篇34章， 他们就可以去克服 佢哋呢一個嘅害怕，將佢克服變為歡呼。
Psalm 34 really speaks to everyone who is in fear。
其實詩篇34篇咧係對每一個喺害怕當中嘅人説話。
Who are in trouble, who are in danger, or in the loss of a loved one？
喺困難、喺危險同埋喺害怕會失去你愛嘅人當中。
Our adult Sunday school students had learned Psalm 34 two weeks ago。
咁我哋嘅主日學嘅學生咧，就兩個禮拜前咧就讀咗詩篇34章。
And our Sunday school teachers also had a lengthy discussion of this psalm in our monthly meeting two weeks ago。
咁喺我哋主日學教師三個禮拜前，我哋嘅月會咧，亦都係講呢一段嘅經文咧，講咗好耐嘅。
So many of you are very familiar with this Psalm 34。
有好多人咧，相信都係好認識呢一段嘅經文。
But in case you have never read this Psalm before，
但係如果你係未讀過呢一段經文嘅話
，I would encourage you to read it by heart。
我好鼓勵大家可以用你嘅心嚟到去讀呢一段嘅經文。
For those who love Psalm 34， they believe that God is always good to them。
當那些是讀過詩篇34章的人，他們覺得神是永遠都對他們好的。
God is good to them even in troubling times。
就算在困難的當中，神都是對他們好的。
And how about you? Do you believe that the Lord always listens to your sorrows?
你相不相信神 是永遠的都會去聽你的困難呢？
Do you believe that God will deliver you from troubles?
你相不相信神是会在困难当中释放你？
And today we will learn from David's life how to turn your fears to praises.
那今天我们就会在大卫的生命里面学习怎样将害怕变为欢呼。
First, let us look at the title of Psalm 34.
首先我们看看诗篇34章。
It says of David,when he pretended to be insane before Abimelech, who drove him away and he left.
咁咧就讲到咧，佢系扮大卫咧，佢系扮呢个疯咗佢。咁咧系喺亚比米勒面前咧，就俾佢赶出去嘅时候咧，佢就作呢一首诗啦。
So who's the author of Psalm 34?
咁34章呢一个诗篇系边个嘅作？系边个作者咧？
Is David.
是大卫。
And the details of this incident can be found in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 21.
那在撒母耳记上21节呢，大家就会见到这个故事的背景。
The story involved four main characters.
那这个故事呢，就里面有四个主要的人物。
Saul. And
Saul.
David.
大卫。
Achish,
Agat,
and God,
同埋神。
And there is one word, one very important word that connects them together.
咁咧有一个好重要嘅字咧，系将佢哋连埋一齐嘅。
What is that word?
咁嗰个字系咩咧？
Fear.
就系恐惧。
Fear.
恐惧。
And before we go on to talk about this story,
我哋未继续去讲呢一个故事之前啊
，Let me teach you the word fear.
等我同大家讲下咩叫做恐惧。
The fear in its original Hebrew meaning。
或者系圣经里边我哋讲嘅恐惧系咩意思咧
？Okay, this is the Hebrew word。
咁呢个咧系圣经原文嘅字，系希伯来文。
Maybe some of you know how to read it。
可能有啲人会知点样读呢个字。
And you read from left to right。
咁咧呢个字咧系由左边读到右边嘅。
So in phonetic symbols, you may say is Y A R E。
咁咧喺一个用英文咁样去读咧，就系 Y A R E 咁样读嘅。
Maybe we can say is Yorei。
可以讲 Yorei。
And interestingly, Yorei has a broad spectrum of meaning。
Yorei 其實有很多不同 的意思在裏面。
It can mean Yorei may means that this is actually the word fear. You can imagine this talks about your feeling towards another person.
咁咧，你會覺得Yorei 呢個字係講你 對於其他人的一個感覺。
Yirei can mean fear, and it can also mean honor, or it can mean worship.
其實原文這個fear 這個字呢可以有三個解釋。第一呢就是害怕，第二呢就是可以說是尊敬，第三呢是崇拜。
Let me give you some examples so that when you go home, you still remember the word Yirei.
咁咧，我俾啲例子大家。咁咧，你翻到屋企嘅時候咧，你都仲可以記得 Yirei 係咩意思
？When Moses was young, he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew slave。
咁咧，當摩西係年輕嘅時候咧，佢見到一個希伯來人嘅奴隸咧，係俾一個埃及人打嘅。
So secretly he kills the Egyptian and buries him in sand。
咁佢好激氣之下咧，就將依一個埃及人咧打死咗，然後咧就將佢埋葬喺啲沙土裏邊。
And next day he found out all the Hebrews knew about it。
咁但係咧，第二日咧，佢發覺所有嘅希伯來人都知道咧，佢就係殺兇手啦。
The Hebrews knew that he killed the Egyptian。
所以嗰啲希伯來人咧就知道佢殺死咗嗰個埃及人。
So Moses Yirei。
所以咧，摩西咧就 Yirei。
So what does Yirei mean to you？
咁 Yirei 喺依一度對你講係咩意思咧
？Fear，OK。
係啦，呢度就係意思就係好驚啦。
Another example, Leviticus 19 chapter 19 verse 3 says。
第二個解釋係喺利未記十九章三節。
So it says each of you must Yirei your mother and your father。
咁呢度咧就話每一個人咧都要 Yirei 佢嘅媽媽同埋佢嘅爸爸。
So what does it mean？
咁 Yirei 喺呢度係咩意思咧
？Anna， you got the point。
咁咧其實就係代表好要尊敬佢嘅爹哋同佢媽咪。
Third example。
第三個解釋。
There's a prophet Jonah. He attempted to run away from God。
有約拿呢一位嘅先知，佢咧就想離開神。
So he set sail in a cargo ship to Spain and was caught in the midst of a terrible storm.
咁咧，佢就坐呢个货船咧去他斯，咁咧就喺嗰度咧就系入咗去一个就有一个好大嘅风暴嚟到。
So all the sailors Yirei.
咁咧，所有船上面嘅水手咧就话 Yirei.
So that means fear.
咁 Yirei 喺呢度系咩意思咧？就系害怕。
And after that.They found it out that the dangerous situation was the result of Jonah's rebellious to God.
咁跟住佢哋發覺咧，依個大風暴嘅嚟臨咧，就係因為阿約拿咧，佢就係反叛嘅。
And God was angry.
咁神咧就好激氣啦。
And so the sailors, when they found it out, the sailors were greatly irate.
所以嗰啲水手聽到之後咧。佢哋咧就又 ray 啦
，still means fear。
咁呢度仍然係代表害怕。
And then after Jonah jumped into the roaring sea, the storm stopped。
咁咧，當約拿咧跳咗落去海嗰度嘅時候咧，嗰個大風暴就停咗啦。
Okay, this is what the Bible says。
咁呢個就係聖經裏邊講到。
The sailors greatly yirei, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to Him。
咁咧，嗰啲水手咧就佢哋就 Yirei， 然後咧佢哋就獻上佢哋嘅祭物俾神，同埋咧係同佢嚟到去立約。
So what's the Yirei here means？
咁 Yirei 喺依度係咩意思咧
？Worship
係敬拜咁解，係崇拜咁解。
So you see Yirei has a broad spectrum of meanings there。
所以你見到 Yirei 其實係有好多。不同的意思。
And in your Bible, it will be translated in different form from in different words.
但是咧喺你個聖經裏邊就會用唔同嘅字咧嚟到去譯呢一個意思，同一個字。
Let's go back to today's scripture.
咁我哋睇翻今日嘅經文。
You know that the first king of Israel was King Saul.
以色列嘅第一個皇帝就係掃羅王。
He was rebellious to God.
佢反叛
，so God determines to find a successor to the throne of Israel。
所以咧，神咧就想揾另一个人咧嚟到去做皇帝啦。
And David was a young shepherd。
咁咧，大卫当时咧系一个好年轻嘅牧羊人。
He was a man after the heart of God。
当时佢系 好聽神話，好願意去尋求神嘅。
So God asked Samuel, he was a prophet at that time, to anoint David at his home as the future king.
所以咧，神咧就叫咗撒母耳咧，啊先知撒母耳咧，去佢个屋企嗰度咧，啊将佢嚟到高立为下一个嘅皇帝。
At first, David was only a shepherd.
咁当时咧，大卫都仲系一个牧羊人。
But at that time, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David in power.
但系神嘅灵咧就降喺佢身上面，令到佢大有能力。
And later, in a battle between Israelites and Philistines, the enemies sent out a giant called Goliath, and to challenge the Israelites.
咁跟住咧喺一场战事里边咧，咁就系以色列同埋腓利士人嘅一场战事咧就。對方咧，呢個敵人咧就出咗一個巨人啦，叫做哥利亞。
Goliath was a warrior from the city Gath。
啊，咁哥利亞咧係一個喺加特嚟嘅一個戰士。
So King Saul was terrified。
咁咧，掃羅王咧就好驚好驚啦。
And David then volunteers to fight the giant。
但係咧，大衛咧佢就。自告奮勇話佢咧會去同依一個巨人戰士咧嚟到去打仗。
With the spirit of God, David managed to kill Goliath with a sling and a stone.
就憑住佢對神嘅信心啊，同埋神俾佢嘅力量咧，佢咧用一個繩索同埋一個嘅石頭咧，就打贏咗呢個巨人哥利亞啦。
So the Israelites chased after the Philistines and killed the Philistines.To the entrance of the city of Gath.
咁咧，以色列人咧就繼續追打呢啲嘅腓利士人，去到城門口咧，將佢哋趕出去啦。
Wow, the woman fans of David, they praise David so much.
咁佢啲大衛嘅女人 fans 咧，就周圍咧就去
粉絲啊，
粉絲就去追，就繼續不斷咁樣去追佢啦。
And they sing almost like a song. They say Saul has linked his thousands and David his tens of thousands.
咁咧，佢哋就唱一首歌啦，就系意思咧，就系话咧，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
Saul was still a king, and so he was becoming very jealous.
咁咧，當時掃羅咧都仲係一個皇帝嚟嘅，所以佢聽到啲婦女唱一首歌嘅時候咧，佢就好妒忌啦。
So in his anger, he threw a spear to David.
所以喺佢好激氣嘅時候咧，佢就射咗支箭去 David 嗰度。
David was young, so he can skip twice.
咁大衛咧，佢仲好靈敏度好高，因為佢仲係好後生，咁佢咧就避開咗支箭。
And the Bible said.Saul, Yahweh, David.
咁咧，呢度就讲到咧，大
Saul, Yahweh, David.
就话咧，扫罗咧 ，Yahweh 大卫。
Of course, it means feared. He was feared.
咁咧，当然嘅意思咧，就系话好害怕啦。
In fact, Saul was in fears of the law of God, who was with David.
其实呢以前呢扫罗呢都是同样的 Yahweh 我们的神就是很害怕我们的神。
So in his fears, Saul took a bad move.
所以在他很害怕的时候呢扫罗王呢做错了一件事。
He vows to kill David who had escaped her, who had escaped her.
咁咧，佢就話咧，佢一定咧要追殺呢一個大衛啊！咁大衛當時咧已經係逃脱咗噶啦。
David became a fugitive。
咁咧，大衛咧就成為一個通緝人物啦。
He had no safe place to hide。
咁咧，佢咧係揾唔到咩地方可以去避開掃羅王。
So he took a risky move and ran to his enemy's territory, Gath.
所以咧，佢咧就去咗佢就揾咗佢就諗到一個辦法，就係去佢嘅敵人嘅地方，就係加特嘅地方。
Remember Gath？
加特，大家記唔記得頭先我哋講過
？Gath was the hometown of Goliath。
加特咧就係哥利亞嗰個巨人戰士嘅所住嘅地方。
And the king of Gath was Achish。
咁咧，加特嘅王當時就係阿吉啦。
He also had a royal title known as Abimelech.
咁佢嘅啊，佢嘅另一個稱號咧就係亞比米勒。
We all Chinese know the most risky place is the safest place.
啊，大家都知道其實最危險嘅地方咧，可能係最安全嘅地方。
So at least when Saul was in Gath, David could not hurt him.
咁所以當佢躲藏喺敵人嘅地方嘅時候咧，起碼咧掃羅王咧就揾唔到佢。
So David planned to settle down in Gath, waiting for a better time.To return to Jerusalem.
所以大卫咧就喺加特咧谂住住喺嗰度啦，咁咧就等一个适当嘅时候咧，先至翻翻去耶路撒冷。
It was quite possible that David plans to seek an employment in Gath as a mercenary soldier.
咁咧可能咧当时大卫咧就想揾一份工啊，喺加特嘅时候系做一个军人嘅工，
做一个雇佣兵。
雇佣兵啊。
But unexpectedly.Some officers of the king Achish recognized him.
但系咧，估唔到嘅咧，就系当时有一啲嘅人咧，就系有啲嘅官长咧，就系认得佢啊。
So they say, is this guy who killed our hero Goliath?
咁佢哋就话：咦，呢个系咪就系嗰个杀死哥利亚嗰个人咧
？Is he the one who is responsible for our severe loss in the battle?
佢係咪就係令到我哋慘敗嗰個人呢
？Is he the future king of Israel, whom their woman fans were praising a lot？
係咪就係嗰、那個所有以色列嘅婦女咧都不斷咁樣稱讚嘅嗰、那個嗰位將來嘅以色列王咧
？Probably these officers had a close contact at David when he fought with Goliath.
咁可能咧，佢哋之前咧都係佢同巨人哥利亞打仗嘅時候咧，佢哋都好認識佢，睇得佢好清楚，所以認得佢啦。
So they seized David and bringing him to King Achish for interrogation.
所以佢哋咧就捉咗佢去亞吉王嗰度問話。
David was disappointed.
咁咧，大衛咧就好失望啦。
He knew his plan did not work.
佢咧覺得佢嘅計劃咧就係唔成功啦。
And Achish could order him to death if he found out his identity.
咁咧，亞吉咧係絕對可以咧將佢處死嘅。如果佢發現咗佢係真係大衛嘅話。
So the Bible said David was trembling greatly Yahweh Achish.
所以咧就喺度打陣嘅時候咧，大衛王咧就係亞瑞，即係好害怕亞吉啦。
He feared Achish。
佢好害怕亞吉。
He feared a man。
佢好害怕呢一個亞吉王。
What should David do in this big troubling time？
喺呢一個咁困難嘅時候咧，大衛應該點樣做咧
？Maybe he could draw his sword and fight for his life。And then died as a national hero.
可能佢可以揮劍去嚟到去鬥戰鬥，咁咧可能成為國家英雄都唔定。
Or he could lie about his identity, saying, "I swear to God that I'm not David."
或者佢可以講大話，佢話我唔係大衛。
The enemies might believe in his lies.
嗰啲敵人都有可能會相信佢啲大話。
Because he had grown a big beard.On his face.
因為到嗰陣時咧，佢已經胡鬚凌凌啦。
And had lost his young looking after the run in the wilderness for so long.
咁佢喺呢個曠野裏邊咁耐咧，已經唔係再以前容光煥發嗰個樣。
Or he could try negotiation with Achish in exchange for his own security.
咁佢亦都可以咧，就可以同呢個亞吉王咧就去即係協妥協啊，嚟到去為咗保護佢嘅一條命。
If you let me go, I will tell you how to defeat Saul。
咁咧就會話咧，你如果令我走啦，你如果放走我咧，我咧會教你點樣去打低呢個掃羅王。
But David did not choose any of these options。
但係咧大衛喺呢個時候咧冇用到任何呢一個嘅方法，以上講嘅方法。
Look at verse 4, he said, I sought the law in my fears.
咁佢咧就喺度讲啦，佢话喺恐惧当中我寻求神。
In verse 6, he said, I call the Lord in my troubles.
在第六節他講到我在我這個困苦人呼求神就垂聽。
In other words, David chose to pray, looking for God's protection in his fears and troubles.
即是說他在這個患難當中，大衛是選擇去尋求神。
And soon David's fear of this man Achish disappeared.
咁咧，佢咧就祈完禱之後咧，佢對依個亞吉嘅恐懼咧就消失咗啦。
His fear of death gone.
佢咧就唔再驚死啦。
His fear of shame in front of his enemies gone.
佢咧唔再驚喺佢敵人面前咧蒙羞。
How do you know that?
哦，咁你大家點知佢唔再驚咧
？David wrote down his experience in verse 5.
咁咧，大卫咧就喺第五节嗰度讲到。
That's his experience.
呢个系佢嘅经历。
He says those who look to God are radiant; their faces are never covered with shame.
凡仰望他的，便有光荣；他的脸必不蒙羞。
From a face of gloominess, now David's face become radiant.
從一個蒙羞的面呢，他現在已經變得滿有榮光了。
Shining with joy.
是一個滿有喜樂的光。
Not only he had the confidence that God would save him from dangers.
他不單止呢有信心神呢會在一個困難的當中救他。
Verse 7 says that he also saw an army of angels accompanying around him.
他更加呢在第七節講到他呢是見到神的使者呢在敬畏他的人四面安營搭救他。
So David had a peace of mind.
所以呢他就心裏面有一個平安。
He felt the comfort, the relief.
他呢感覺到神給他的安慰和釋放。
He felt the protection.
他呢感覺到神的保護。
He was like a baby resting on the arms of his mother.
就好似一個 BB， 佢咧喺佢媽咪嘅懷裏邊啊瞓著咗咁樣。
Like a bird hiding under a heavy rock in a storm。
好似一個雀仔喺一個大石裏邊啊，喺度唔驚出邊嘅風雨。
Maybe you notice the hostile environment did not change any。
可能你會發現呢個四周圍依一個啊嘅情況係冇改變嘅。
But David had changed a lot。
但係咧。大卫他自己改变了很多。
The enemies noticed his change.
连敌人呢都看得出他有点不同了。
They say, look at this man's behavior has changed.
他们呢就说，咦，你看看这个人呢，他那个行为不同了。
He was in fears before trembling, but now he's so calm.
他呢之前呢是打阵的，但是现在呢他很唔驚喎。
Look at his face is radiant.
啊，睇下佢咧塊面咧係充係會發光咁樣喎。
He's smiling.
啊，佢仲笑緊添。
Is he crazy or what?
佢係咪癲咗
？Hearing what they said, David came back to his senses.
咁咧，聽到嗰啲敵人講嘅嘢咧，跟住佢就諗到啲嘢啦。大衛就諗到啲嘢啦。
They gave him an idea.
咁咧，佢咧就有個。有個計仔。
So he determines to change more of his behavior.
咁佢咧就特登咧就再變多啲唔同嘅行為出嚟。
He laughed even louder.
佢咧就特登笑得更加大聲。
Scrabbling on the doors of the gate.
跟住咧仲喺嗰啲城門口嗰度咧喺度亂畫嘅。
And drooling.
跟住流曬口水咁樣
，letting the saliva run down his beard。
跟住嗰啲口水咧，就喺佢嗰個鬍鬚嗰度滴啦。
And Achish saw David from a distance。
跟住亞吉咧喺見到喺一個遠處咧見到大衛啦。
He was angry his officers。
咁佢咧就好嬲佢嗰啲官長。
Why bring me such a madman？
做咩帶一個咁嘅呢個咁嘅黐線嘅人嚟到我哋當中
？Do you think I have nothing to do？
你估我好得閒
？Send him away now！
你而家叫佢走啦！而家。
So David was rejected in his job application。
所以咧就啊大卫咧就揾唔到佢想要揾嘅工啦。
And David left Gath, continuing his fugitive life.
咁於是咧，大卫咧就成功嘅逃脱咗加特，咁咧繼續去做一個一個通緝犯啦。
This incident let David learn a valuable lesson.
咁喺一個咁情況，喺一個嘅呢件事咧，令到大卫咧学咗一个好重要嘅功课。
This lesson is about his relationship with God。
呢一个功课就系佢点佢同神嘅关系。
So he immediately composed Psalm 34。
咁喺呢个时候咧，佢咧就即刻写咗诗篇34篇。
I don't have time to tell you how complicated this Psalm 34 is。
我冇咩时间同大家讲好详细呢个诗篇三十四篇系讲啲咩。
Trust me, this is very complicated。
你信我啦，这个诗篇其实系好可以讲得好复杂噶。
So David testifies to readers how to turn our fears to praises。
咁咧，大卫喺呢个时候咧，就同佢嘅读者咧讲到点样去将害怕变为欢呼。
He testifies in verse 4。
佢喺第四节嗰度咧讲到。
Verse 4 it says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears.
第四节讲，我曾寻求耶和华，他就应允我，救我脱离了一切的恐惧。
So there's a series of actions there.
咁咧，呢度其实有一系列嘅行动。
So if you read verse 4 carefully, there's a series of actions.
咁咧，如果你睇清楚第四節咧，嗰度有幾個唔同嘅動詞。
First, David seeks law。
第一，大衛尋求神。
Then God answers him。
第二咧，就係神咧就應允佢。
And God delivers him from all his fears。
咁咧，神咧就救佢脱離咗一切嘅恐懼。
There's no doubt in David when he is seeking God's help.
我哋冇咩質疑到當大衛去尋求神嘅時候。
And there is no hesitation in God when He comes to help David.
喺神嗰度咧，佢亦都一啲都唔猶豫嘅嚟到去幫助大衛。
If you read verse 4 again,
如果你讀第四節嘅時候
，David did not say, "I sought the Lord and God might answer me."
他这里没有说我寻求神，而神呢可能会答应我。
David did not say, I sought the Lord, he delivered me from some of my fears.
他也没有说我寻求神，然后他呢在某一些的害怕当中呢释放了我。
All the fears are removed.
是所有的恐惧，一切的恐惧都被脱离咗啦。
And how can David be so confident?
点解大卫会系咁有信心咧
？Be so sure.
点解佢咁知道
？Is that assurance that you also want?
你会唔会都有希望有佢咁样嘅信心
？And how do we ask God when we are in fears?
当我哋喺恐惧当中嘅时候，我哋可以点样去寻求神咧
？You know that it is not every time that God answers you.
大家要知道，唔系每一次神都会应允你。
You know that it is the God's protection and deliverance are not automatic.
神嘅保护同埋佢嘅释放唔系自动噶。
And sometimes when you ask God for help, God even seems to be far away from you.
有阵时你同神去寻求神嘅时候，神好似好离开你好远。
When you pray to God, not all your fears are gone.
当你同神祈祷的时候，不是你所有的恐惧都会过，都会离开的。
And why?
那为什么呢
？What have we done wrong?
我们有做错了什么呢
？And what is the secret that David can always turn fears to praises?
究竟是什么的原因令到大卫呢，他可以不需要害怕呢
？It is not that you chant verse 6 or 5 that your fears are gone.
唔係咧，你就咁讀啊第五節、第六節，或者第七節，你就會你嘅害怕就會離開。
And the secret is found in verse 9.
其實咧個秘訣咧係喺第九節。
David says.
大衛講。
Yahweh the law.
啊，耶和華的聖民，你們當敬畏他。
Yahweh the law, you he saying for those who Yahweh him.Lack nothing.
啊，因為咧 ，Yahweh 佢嘅人咧，佢就一無所缺啦。
So the secret is Yahweh God.
所以咧，原來個秘訣咧，就係要 Yahweh 呢位神。
I don't know what versions of Bibles you are using.
我唔知道你而家睇緊嘅聖經係邊一個版本。
You may translate Yahweh as fear.
你可以將 Yahweh 啊翻譯成為害怕。
But what is Yahweh God really means?
但係其實 Yahweh God 究竟係咩意思咧
？Some Christians think to fear God is to be afraid of Him.
有啲人咧就覺得害怕神咧就係去好見到佢就好驚。
I met a bad tempered man.
咁咧神咧係一個好臭。
我
咧就係一個好。
Bad-tempered man.
我咧最近遇见一个好臭脾气嘅人。
Maybe you say in Chinese he's quite evil.
可能你会喺中文里边讲佢好邪恶。
He told me that he stopped gambling.
你会话佢咧？咁佢咧话俾我听，佢最近啊冇再去赌博啦。
He stopped working for gangsters.
佢咧冇再同啲黑社会做嘢啦。
And he dare not now to take revenge on others.
咁佢咧就唔敢咧再去同其去報仇啦。
Simply because he feared God a lot.
就係主要咧係因為佢好害怕神。
He feared God for his punishment.
佢驚神咧會懲罰佢。
But my friends, fear God, Yahweh God does not mean to fear him.
但係咧，大家我想同你講 ，Yahweh God 唔係代表咧要去好驚神。
Many people say they respect our Lord Jesus.
有好多人亦都话咧，佢好尊敬我哋嘅耶稣。
They say Jesus is a great man who deserves their honor.
佢哋话咧，耶稣系一个好伟大嘅人物咧，系好值得佢哋尊重嘅。
But Yahweh God here does not mean to honor him.
但系咧，Yahweh 神喺呢度咧，唔系代表要去尊重佢。
So our Chinese Bible translation is very smart.
咁咧，所以咧，我哋中文聖經嘅譯法咧，其實好好噶。
He put Yahweh God as honor plus fear。
咁咧，中文聖經咧，其實係有兩個意思，敬就係尊敬，畏就係畏懼，其實兩個意思。
I can tell you, honor plus fear is not enough to explain the meaning of Yahweh God。
但我可以同你講咧，尊敬同埋畏懼加埋一齊咧，都唔能夠完全嘅。解釋到呢一個 Yahweh 呢個字。
And that leaves us one last option for the meaning of Yahweh。
咁咧令到我哋咧仲有多一個方法咧嚟到去解釋咩叫 Yahweh。
And what does Yahweh means？
仲有一個 Yahweh 嘅意思係乜嘢咧
？Worship。
原來係去崇拜、去敬拜佢。
I told you in the beginning, the meaning of Yahweh has a broad spectrum of meaning。
我頭先已經同大家講咗 Yahweh 呢個字咧，有好多意思喺入邊。
So Yahweh God means to worship Him。
所以 Yahweh 神咧就係代表去敬拜佢。
But worship God is totally different from someone worshiping a man-made idol in the temple。
但係去崇拜我哋嘅神咧，係唔係好似一個去拜一啲偶像咁樣嘅？
Or is different from worshiping a superstar.
亦都唔係去好似去追捧一啲明星咁樣。
Based on the life experience, David teaches us that fear God involves worshiping Him in three aspects.
原來咧，根據聖經咧，根據大衛嘅經歷咧，佢咧話俾我哋聽咧，去敬畏神咧係用三種方法嚟到去敬畏佢。
Fear God.Is to worship him with hearty praises.
啊，系要用衷心嘅颂赞嚟到去崇拜佢。
Or heartfelt praises.
系一个系由心发出嚟对佢嘅颂赞。
Look at how the fans, especially girls, worship their superstars.
哇！大家睇下啲擁趸啊，佢哋點樣去追捧佢哋中意嘅明星嘅偶像
？They wait, they shout, they scream, "I love you." They dance, they cheer.
佢咧見到自己好崇拜嘅偶像咧，就又大叫，又大跳，又大笑，然後咧仲係有陣時會喊出嚟添。
They really know how to express their heartfelt expressions.
佢哋絕對係知道點樣去表達佢嗰種嘅情緒。
If you think they are crazy,
如果你覺得咧，你佢哋好癲啦。
Probably you are not young anymore.
咁你一定係唔係好後生啦
？And then look at David.
咁你再睇下大衛啦。
How did David worship God?
啊，大衛點樣去敬拜神咧
？Verse 1 and 3 says.
第一、第三節講
，I will adore or extol, adore the Lord at all times.
我要時時稱頌耶和華。
His praise will always be on my lips.
讚美他的話必常在我口中。
My soul will boast, which means shout in joy in the Lord.
我的心必因耶和華誇耀。
Let the afflicted hear and rejoice.
謙卑嘅人聽見就要喜樂。
Glorify the Lord with me.
你们和我当称耶和华伟大。
Let us exalt his name together.
一同高举他的名。
David worshiped God with heartfelt emotions.
咁咧，大卫咧，佢系去敬拜神，系用佢个衷心嘅赞美嚟到去敬拜神。
Probably more than the girlfriends for a superstar.
可能咧係比嗰啲女嗰啲 fans 去追捧偶像咧更加犀利。
I am adoring God, I am praising God, I'm shouting to God, I'm listening to God, I'm rejoicing to God, I'm glorifying God and exalting God。
我哋稱頌，我哋讚美，我哋誇耀我哋嘅神，我哋聽見同埋我哋係充滿喜樂嘅，係稱佢嘅名偉大同埋高舉佢嘅。
And how do we worship God?
咁我哋咧點樣去敬拜神咧
？How do we worship God today？
我哋今日點樣去敬拜神咧
？To many believers, worshiping God in church is just a routine。
對於好多信主嘅人嚟講咧，去敬拜神咧只係一個循例。
When you worship God, do you have any hearty praises？
當你去敬拜神嘅時候咧，你有冇一個忠心嘅讚美咧
？If you worship God without heartfeltPraises, that means from your heart, you still do not know how to fear God.
如果你唔係忠心嘅，由心裏邊發出對神嘅讚美咧，咁你仲係未識得點樣去敬畏神。
You still do not know how to revere God.
你仲係唔知道點樣嚟到去 revere 呢位神。
Fear God is to worship Him with a holy living.
我哋敬畏神咧，係去敬拜佢，用一個聖潔嘅生活嚟到去敬拜。
God is pleased to see us worship Him with hearty praises, but at the same time, He is also very, very pleased to see us live a holy life.
咁咧，神咧係好開心咧，見到我哋係用忠心嘅讚美嚟到讚美佢，但係同時間咧，佢亦都係好希望我哋以聖潔嘅生活嚟到崇拜佢。
David in verses 13 to 14 tells us three fundamental ways to practice holiness.
咁咧，大卫喺十三同埋十四节嗰度讲咗三个好基本嘅方法嚟到去学习一个圣洁嘅生活。
It says, "Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it."
佢就话。就要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话，离恶行善，求和睦，一心追赶。
So only these three ways, if you practice it, you are living a holy life.
如果你去学习去追随呢一啲嘅这个经文嘅话咧，咁你咧就系活紧一个圣洁嘅生活。
The first way is to keep.Integrity in your language.
第一咧就係喺你嘅説話裏邊咧係有呢個誠忠誠。
To achieve that, stop lying.
咁咧點樣嚟到去咁樣做咧？就係唔可以再説謊話啦。
The second way is to do good deeds.
第二咧就係做好嘅行為。
And to achieve that, stop doing evil.
咁咧點樣去做咧？就係唔好再做一啲神唔喜歡嘅事情。
The third way is to pursue peace with others.
第三個咧就係追求和睦。
And to achieve that, stop making troubles.
咁咧點樣去做咧？就係唔好再喺度搞搞震啦。
And we practice holiness as a part of worshiping God.
咁咧，我哋咧去學習點樣去過一個聖潔嘅生活。
David also said, "Fear God, Yahweh God, is to worship Him with trust in His redemption."
咁咧，大衛亦都講到咧，我哋點樣去敬拜佢咧，係可以用信靠佢嘅救贖嚟到去敬拜佢。
What are the things that troubles you today or in the past?
有啲咩嘢咧令到你好困擾嘅咧
？What is the greatest trouble that you have in your life?
今日喺今日，你有生命裏邊有啲咩嘢係最困擾你嘅咧
？Things troubling you can be anything.
可以係任何一樣嘢。
The school, your schoolwork, the job, your coworker, the boss, the money, the family, the health, or the weather. Everything can bothers you.
啊，其實有好多嘢可以令你覺得好困惑，可以係學校嘅功課啦，你嘅工作啦。你的同事啦，你的老细啦，你的钱财啦，同埋你的屋企，同埋你的身体，亦都可能是天气。
What is the biggest trouble that you have in your life？
喺今日为止，你有咩最大的困难呢
？Verse 22 says，
第22节讲到
，The Lord redeems the soul of His servants. No one will be condemned to take refuge in Him。
耶和华救赎他仆人的灵魂，凡投靠他的必不致定罪。
Maybe you should learn the word redeem.
可能你学习到救赎呢个字。
Redeem means God had paid a price in order to save you from your biggest trouble.
救赎就系咧神咧去为我哋付上代价，去救我哋离开我哋最大嘅困难。
God paid a price in order to save you.From your biggest fears,
神咧就付上代价嚟到令你咧离开你最大嘅恐惧。
To be specific, God redeems your soul.
更加详细啲咁讲咧，神救赎咗你嘅灵魂。
Your souls are in troubles.
你嘅灵魂系有问题嘅。
We are all sinners.
其实我哋每一个人都系罪人。
Sinning means we do and think what we do and think is not up to the moral standards of God.
犯罪咧系指到你所做嘅嘢咧系达唔到神嘅标准。
The Bible says the result of sin is physical death.
罪咧嘅意思咧就罪嘅公价咧就系死。
But the soul is still alive after death.
但系咧呢个灵魂咧喺死亡之后咧仍然系存在嘅。
And after death, the judgment.Of God comes.
当你死的时候，神的审判就会来到。
And after judgment, eternal destruction comes as punishment.
当你受完这个审判之后呢，永远的死亡呢，就是一个代价。
The biggest trouble for everyone is the same, the eternal condemnation.
每一个人其实都有一个最大的问题，就是一个永远的被永远的定罪。
But God had paid the biggest price to free us from eternal condemnation.
但是神呢派遣他的耶稣基督呢为我们受了这个永远定罪的代价。
The biggest price is the death of Jesus, the Son of God, on the cross.
这个代价呢就是耶稣基督在十字架上想为我们付上的生命和代价。
David says that we can takeRefuge in God.
大卫讲，我哋可以喺神里边得到拯救。
Take refuge in God means for you to hide behind God.
点样叫做得到拯救咧？就系可以咧投靠佢，然后咧不致定罪。
You hide behind God is to put all your trust in Him.
你去喺神里边咧投靠佢咧嘅意思，即系话你将所有嘅信心摆喺佢嘅身上面。
Fear God is to show your trust to Him always.
敬畏神咧，就系话你时时刻刻嘅信靠神。
So by now you have learned that fear God requires you to worship Him with hearty praises.
咁而家你知道咧咩叫做敬畏神？其實就係用一個忠心嘅讚美嚟到去讚美佢。
Fear God also means to worship Him by living out a holy life.
敬畏神亦都係話咧，你要過一個聖潔嘅生活。
And also by putting your trust in His redemption.
同埋咧，亦都係將你嘅信心嚟到去投靠喺佢嘅身上面。
Maybe you think it's too hard to do.
或者你會覺得呢啲嘢都好難做到。
But the good news is, fear God or yare God is something that you can learn.
但係咧，但好好開心嘅咧，就係我哋敬畏神咧，係一啲可以我哋學習嘅事情。
David tells us that in verse 11.
喺第十一節，大衛同我哋講到。
He says, "Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord."
众弟子啊，你们当来听我的话，我要将敬畏耶和华的道教训你们。
You know what is wrong with us in our modern age?
知唔知道喺现代有我哋有啲咩问题咧
？We like God's blessings, but we hate to practice the fear of God.
我哋好想神嚟到去祝福我哋，但我哋好唔中意去敬畏神。
But David said that you need to practice it.
但系咧，大卫喺度讲咧，你哋系要去学习。
To experience it,
去經歷,
to worship God with a heart of adoration all the time.
是去學習去崇拜神，是用一個忠心的讚美來到去崇拜神。
To live out a holy life,
去過一個聖潔的生活。
And to worship Him by loving others.
同埋咧，去敬畏佢，去崇拜佢，去愛身邊的人。
When you practice the fear of God or the yare of God.You may be able to turn your fears in praises in whatever situation.
当你去学习点样去敬畏神嘅时候，你就可以将你嘅害怕变为欢呼喺任何嘅情况之下。
Let's pray.
我哋一同嚟到去祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words.
天父，我哋感谢你嘅话语。
From David's experience, we learn how to fear you.
在大卫的经历里面，我们学习怎样去敬畏你。
It's not that we are afraid of you.
这个不是因为我们很害怕你。
It's because we love you.
是因为我们很爱你。
From the bottom of our heart.
是由我们的心底里面。
So we learn how to worship you.
我们学习怎样去敬拜你。
Worship you not only just by lip service.
不是只是用个口来到去敬拜你。
It's from our heart.
而是用我们的心来到去敬拜
from our action,
用我们的行动来到去敬拜
from our emotion,
用我们的这个情绪来到去敬拜你
I pray for each one of us,
我们将这里每一个人交在你的手中
Maybe we are in troubling times,
我们可能是在困难的当中
Maybe we are in fears,
我们可能是害怕的当中
But we pray that God will protect us.
但我哋求神去保守我哋，保护我哋。
You give them the assurance that you are their God.
去俾我哋一个确据，我哋系你系我哋嘅神。
You will come, you will listen to them, and you will come to deliver them from troubles.
你会嚟到去释放我哋喺困难当中嚟到去释放我哋。
Father, we thank you.
天父，我哋感谢你。
We pray all this in your Son Jesus Christ's name.
我哋咁样祷告，系奉主耶稣基督名字而求。
Amen.
阿门。